as I said, my title really is kind of a mistake because it's not becoming an innovator, like learning a new skill or acquiring a talent or even picking up a new initiative. It's not about that. It's actually simply about what's unlocking and what's already inside of you. And there's really two things you really just have to say. Just two things. One, get behind this definition of innovation that makes it accessible, possible, and everywhere. And two, open up and strengthen your innovative mind. Play to your strengths. Leverage them. Hey everyone, Tamara here, Inside Launch Street Podcast. The place to be if you are looking to elevate your game and be the everyday innovator you are meant to be. So today's topic is all about really the question I get asked all the time, which is, Tamara, how do I become an innovator? That's the title of today's podcast. Here's the thing. I think my title is actually wrong. You don't need to become an innovator. You actually already are an everyday innovator. And I'm going to break it down for you in a second. Now, before I dig in, I want to share with you one of my favorite resources out there that I've recently learned to absolutely love. And I just bought a couple more pairs of them. And that is the running shoes, Hoka One One running shoes. They are phenomenal. They are incredibly supportive, but also incredibly lightweight. They don't feel like you're carrying lead bricks around on your feet. They have shoes for supination, pronation, people like me who have kind of flat arches and knee problems. They're absolutely amazing. And I know this because I've been training with them. I've been running with them. And this weekend I ran 13 miles in them. And I can tell you right now, what didn't hurt for the first time in forever was my feet and my knees. That's how good they are. They are so good. I love them, highly recommend them. And just so you know, you don't need to be an athlete to wear them. I think we all know I'm not an athlete. I just do fitness because it makes me feel better. And then it just makes me kind of see what I'm capable of, but I am no athlete. So go check out Hoka One Ones. I absolutely love them. I am changing out all my running shoes for those shoes. Go check them out. I'll put the link in the show notes. All right, let's dig into today's podcast. How do I become an everyday innovator? And as I've already said, I feel like that title is totally, well, it's wrong. And in fact, I want to prove it to you. And there's two things that I want you to really understand coming out of this podcast so that you can see that you don't have to become an innovator. You actually already are one. In fact, you're what I call and what the people in my community call themselves, you're an everyday innovator. And there's really two things that you really need to believe, dig into, understand, use to make that happen for you. And believe me, it's possible for you, it's possible for me, it's possible for all of us. And that's these two things. One is recognizing that innovation isn't for the select few or the select times or the select job functions or even select industries or just for technology. No. Innovation is for everyone and it's everywhere. And I'm going to share with you in a minute a definition of innovation that's going to make it accessible to all of us that I always want you to keep in the back of your mind. So number one, you got to recognize innovation is for everyone. It's everywhere. It's not for the select few times, places. The second thing is I need to recognize that innovation isn't about a new talent you don't have, acquiring a new skill or going out and learning an initiative or a process that's going to allow you to be innovative. What innovation is really about, being an innovator is really about, is strengthening your innovative mind. And I'm going to show you the why behind that and the how behind that as well. So two things, for everyone and everywhere, and all you got to do is strengthen your innovative mind. That's it. So let's dig into both. All right, the first one is about, as I said, is about innovation is for everyone and everywhere. So here's the thing, we tend to fall into this trap, and I know I've been there myself, of believing that innovation is, you know, for the select few. It's, you know, Layla with the cool purple streaks in her hair and the funky glasses, or it's for select times like brainstorms and, you know, scented markers and, you know, coming up with wildly breakthrough ideas, or it's for select job functions, like if you're in marketing or innovation or R&D, but not for the rest of us. All of that couldn't be further from the truth. What is true is that innovation is for everyone. So what we've got to do is get behind a definition of innovation that allows us to make it a part of our lives and our work. If I asked 10 people how they define innovation, I'll get 10 different answers. It's one of those words that a lot of people throw around, but maybe we don't have a really solid definition of innovation that allows us to participate in it, or that even connects with other people. So I want to give you, to start, the first thing that is going to allow you to be the everyday innovator you are meant to be, not become, but just unlock it in yourself. I want to give you a definition of innovation that's going to give you a springboard for innovation, that's going to make it accessible to you, and if you lead others, to the people that you lead. And this is a definition that we've curated over here at Launch Street over time that works with our clients. It democratizes innovation, it allows everybody to be part of it. And I think most importantly, this definition allows us to see the opportunities for innovation, big and small, in front of us every single day. And that definition is this: thinking differently about what's right in front of you to create an advantage. All right, let's break it down. Thinking differently, a new perspective, a new approach, a 2% shift in how you do things, rearranging the box, looking at it from a new lens, thinking differently about what's right in front of you, your resources, your work, your tasks at hand, your challenges, the people, the money, the opportunities, the competition, all the things that are right in front of you. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're noticing I keep looking down. I'm looking at my desk. To me, it's like, what's right in front of me? The things I need to get done, the challenges I face, the resources I have to get those things done. What's right in front of me? What's right in front of you to create an advantage? So that advantage could be a better workflow. It could be a breakthrough product. It could be a new initiative. It could be a better communication style. That innovation can impact everything that you do, big and small. So the definition that I want you to have in the back of your brain that's going to open up your ability to be an innovator is think differently about what's right in front of you to create an advantage. Love that definition. Most importantly, I love what it's really done for our clients who have said, oh, this is something I could do. This is something that's accessible to me. Now I see all the opportunities to be an innovator every single day. Because what does it really mean to be an innovator? Well, it's that critical thinking. It's that creative problem solving. It's that new solution that you bring to the table. It's kind of seeing the insights and the trends and pulling them together. It's the opportunities right in front of us. Think differently about what's right in front of you to create an advantage. I cannot say it enough, because that definition is going to help you step into being that innovator. Okay, now that we have that foundation of, all right, innovation is something I can do all the time and it's right in front of me, let's talk about the second thing I said that's going to help you be that everyday innovator that you have inside of you, that you're always meant to be, and that is strengthening your innovative mind. Now, here's the thing. I know that some of you are listening and you're coming from the place of, Tamara, I don't feel like I have a creative bone in my body. To others who come from a place of, I feel like I'm pretty innovative and I'm just trying to dial it up. I'm always trying to improve. No matter where you are, all of this absolutely applies to you, and especially what I'm about to talk about, strengthening the innovative mind. Here's what I find so fascinating as I dug into the neuroscience and the behavioral psychology and just all the research behind this is, the brain is fascinating. I think we've all known that. But the innovative mind in the brain is so incredibly powerful. And I think when we understand the science behind it, it makes it easier for us to leverage it. It makes it easier for us to access that part of our brain. So there are three things in the science that I want to share. The first one is, we all have the structures for innovation. Actually, get this. The structure for intelligence and the structure for innovation are distinct in our brains, and we have both. So intelligence is like deep grooves, super highways, boundaries, but you go fast in it and you go deep. The structures for innovation they found in research is actually more like loosely connected side roads. And the part that I found most fascinating that I think is really relevant to us in this part is that we all have the structures for both and they are distinct, meaning you don't have to be a brain surgeon, rocket scientist, Harvard graduate, which good for you if you are, my dad is, so awesome, but you don't have to be that to be innovative and to have that structures. We actually have both. I think that's why in kind of the last years, we started to kind of really recognize that intelligence comes in all forms. Well, innovation and how you innovate, your ability to be that innovator is part of that. So the first thing about the science that I want you to understand is you have the structures for innovation and intelligence, and you can leverage both. And one does not fully rely on the other. All right, the second thing is, you know, researchers used to believe that innovation happened in a certain part of your brain, and either you had it developed or you didn't. Well, it turns out that's false. What we now understand about the brain is that innovation is actually a whole brain experience. You're creating those loose side roads I was talking about are all across your brain, tapping all these different elements. So you're tapping your experience, your memories, your ideas, your thoughts. Innovation is across all of it. Now, the third part about the science that I get really excited about and I think is really relevant to us is this. Our brains are actually capable of changing and growing all the way through our lives. Now, what scientists used to believe is that once you hit 25, your brain was done growing. So like you were done, like that's it. Your brain structures were like dried cement. It was in place, which, you know what, is not great for people like me who are 48 and like then way past it. Turns out that's not true. It turns out that our brains have something called neuroplasticity. That means it's flexible, it grows, it changes. That also means we can strengthen those structures, that innovative mind, and dust off those side roads and actually use them. So our brains are not technically a muscle, but in this way, it actually acts like one. So the more we intentionally strengthen, activate, exercise our innovative mind, the stronger it gets. The less we do, the weaker it gets, just like the muscles in our body. Hey, look, we've all taken time off from the gym and exercise, particularly in 2020 for some of us, and gone back and felt like trying to exercise was exhausting and hard. And oh my gosh, I'm no longer athletic in any way. Well, what's really happening is we just haven't done it in a while. And I know that when people come to me and say, Tamara, I don't have an athletic bone in my body. I don't have a creative bone in my body. Like I'm not an innovator. That's so exhausting. That's somebody else. What they're really telling me is I haven't exercised that part of my brain in a while and it's weak. And so therefore it's hard. Of course it's hard. So our brain can strengthen and grow and change. And we can not only tap that innovative muscle, but no matter where we're starting from, we can make it stronger. So the science behind it is this. Number one, you have the structure for innovation and intelligence, and they're distinct and you have both. Number two, innovation, being an innovator, is a whole brain experience. And number three, our brains are capable of getting stronger. We can get so strong with our innovation muscles. How cool is that? So I share this with you because I want you to understand that there's some real science behind being an innovator. And not only that, what I think is so cool is real science behind the fact that all of us are innovators. We are everyday innovators. That's why when we compile our results for people and tell them how they innovate on our assessment, we call people their everyday innovator style because we all have one. And hey, guess what? Your style is unique to you. Like your thumbprint, no two brains are alike. So let me dig into that because I just alluded to the style. So all of this research, kind of digging into the neuroscience of it and the behavioral psychology, and I combine that with my 25 years of work and experience. And what my research uncovered actually blew my assumptions out the door that, you know, innovation was for the select few, it's a certain part of your brain, you either had it or you didn't. So what my research and what the scientists approved knocked all that out the door. And what I came to discover is that being an innovator is universal. We all do it. However, how we innovate is unique to each of us. And in fact, there's 9 styles, or I like to call them triggers because they activate your innovative mind, triggers, ways that we innovate. And all of us humans have something really cool, which is the combination of top 2 power triggers. Of those 9 styles, I'm going to talk about them in a minute, 2 of them come together to create your power triggers, your wellspring of innovation, the way you naturally innovate the best. It's your power play. It's how you get to perform at your peak and get into the flow. We have a combination of our top 2 power triggers and the presence of a dormant trigger. So I don't like this to call it a weakness, because I feel like that's a comparison game and it's not about that. I want to make sure that the dormant trigger doesn't get in your way, doesn't sabotage your efforts. You're not setting yourself up to fail, but it's really where you innovate the least. So I don't want you playing there. I'd rather you partner with someone who has the dormant trigger as their strength. So the combination of your top two power triggers and the presence of your dormant trigger come together to create your unique everyday innovator style. How you innovate is what makes you unique. And what makes you unique is what makes you valuable. Understanding your everyday innovator style is how you perform at your peak. It's how you get into the state of flow more easily. You know, that zone where things are just like all engines are firing. It's how you have a stronger, more valued voice. It's how you become that innovative partner. And as one of our everyday innovators in our community said, it's how I understood my personal brand, so that when I leave the room, people are talking about me in the way I want to, because that's the echo I've left behind, because I know what I stand for and I know what I bring to the table as a leader. So let me go over the 9 triggers styles high level for you. If you know your everyday innovator style, I want you to be thinking about, how can I be more intentional about leveraging this every single day? If you don't know your style, I want you to do 2 things. One is, I want you to listen to this and think about what you think you are, like what resonates out of what I said with you. But I want you also to take the guesswork out of it. So I want you to go to our website, go click on the link that says Discover My Innovator Style, whatever, there's buttons all over the place, and go take the assessment. It's a proprietary assessment. It's got a custom algorithm. It's built from the ground up and on research. It has been taken by tens of thousands of people across the globe. Take the guesswork out of it. Discover your everyday innovator strength, your power triggers, so you can play to those. In the report, as those of you know who have taken it, there's actually a back page with custom exercises for you to elevate your game just for you based on your results. Remember, how you innovate is what makes you unique, and that's what makes you valuable. So get to that. All right, let me share with them high level with you so that you know what they are and kind of have a sense of them. If you, like I said, if you've already taken the assessment and you know your style, I want you to think about, go back to your report. In fact, here's what I want you to do. Go back to your report, look at those exercises in the back, and I want you to start scheduling them out so that you're doing it intentionally. Remember, mind's like the body, muscle, you got to strengthen it. And that means going to the gym of innovation. All right, so here we go. Let me go over these high level. I'm just going to go in alphabetical order. They're all equally valuable in different ways and in different times and moments. All right, so the first one is collaborative. If you're collaborative, you're all about pulling disparate people and ideas and experiences together to create whole innovation. You're so powerful in the way you see a full 360 innovation. The next one is experiential. Experiential, you innovate in motion by doing. You see things in 3D and how they actually are going to have an impact because you're all about action. Because of that, you bring very tangible innovation to the table, innovation that can actually be done. Fluid, you're all about that ambiguity and the mess. Well, so some of us are really good at playing in ambiguity. You take it to a whole new level. You're actually able to take that ambiguity and that mess and turn it into innovation. Because of that, you bring clear and concise innovation to the table. How powerful is that when things are unclear, being the one that's able to kind of know where to navigate the boat and actually create the waters and the path to go down? Futuristic. If you're futuristic, if that's part of your power triggers, you turn today's problems into tomorrow's opportunities. You always see 10 steps ahead of everybody else. I always love talking to futuristics because you're all about the impact to the impact to the impact where I'm stuck in today. If you're futuristic, you're bringing forward innovation to the table, that visionary sense. Imaginative. If you're imaginative, you are brilliant at playing in the gaps. While the rest of us need more concrete, you're able to take that dark space and actually turn it into something. And because of that, you bring novel innovation to the table, new ideas, new thinking, things that haven't been done before. And wow, how important is that right now? Inquisitive. You are the question askers. For you, innovation's in the questions, not the answers. You dig deep, you challenge assumptions, you pull back the layers. But because of that, you keep us from being stuck because you're constantly questioned, right? You question those assumptions that keep us in place. Because of that, you bring deep innovation to the table. Instinctual. So Well, most of us think A, B, C, and D, like have a linear path. Instinctuals are more A to L to X, back over to A, throw in some Y. But because of that, you're able to connect and see the patterns and the insights out of the information. And because of that, you bring connective innovation to the table. You bring the patterns together where the rest of us miss them. All right, risk taker, you're all about bold innovation. You're all about innovating in the uncomfortable space. So while the rest of us are stuck on the ledge, you tend to be able to leap and build the plane. In fact, that's where you thrive. You want to be there. Because of that, you tend to push some boundaries, but you bring bold innovation to the table. All right, the last one is tweaker. You're all about editing and evolving and adjusting. For you, it's never about success or failure, because you know that the best innovation, the biggest success, is just one little adjustment away. And you're so good at taking what exists and taking it to the next level Because of that, you bring incredible optimized innovation to the table. So hopefully you can see, as I, or hear, depending on where you're listening to this, that they're all incredibly powerful. And the magic happens when you combine the two. So let me just give you me as an example for you. So I'm a risk taker experiential. Those are my two power triggers. That means that I bring bold and tangible innovation to the table. In that combination, I'm able to push the limits, and in pushing them, give people things that aren't pie in the sky, but actually doable and actually can get traction, because I'm all about the tangible and the doing side too. That's where the magic is. Let me share with you some other examples. Collaborative tweaker, I have one of those on my team. Collaborative tweakers, that's whole innovation and optimized innovation. Collaborative tweakers are brilliant at getting people unstuck. So in fact, we have an awesome everyday innovator in our community, Kelly, and she's a collaborative tweaker, and she is known in her organization. If a project is stuck, if they've hit a brick wall, if they can't figure out how to get around the brick wall, Kelly is always the one they ask, because they know she'll pull in all these perspectives, but then she'll make that adjustment and make that adjustment that just moves that brick wall out of the way. She's so valuable on her team. I'll give you another example. We've got another incredible example of an everyday innovator. Her name is Mia. She's in our community, in our online academy as well. I'll put a link in the show notes for that if you want to apply. And she's also a risk taker experiential, but for her, she manages our clients in the branding marketing space. She helps them get unstuck and actually push boundaries and get their ideas to be bigger and bolder so they're seen in the marketplace. She gets them out of paralysis because she's bringing that bold and that tangible innovation to the table. I've got an incredible leader in our group named Morty. I write about him in my book, who's a futuristic imaginative. So he brings forward and novel innovation to the table. How incredible for his team that he helps them see the future, see what's possible, and then he brings them all in to do their thing and their everyday innovator styles to help get to that next place. So, as I said, my title really is kind of a mistake, because it's not becoming an innovator, like learning a new skill or acquiring a talent or even picking up a new initiative. It's not about that. It's actually simply about what's unlocking and what's already inside of you. And there's really two things you really just have to say. Just two things. One, get behind this definition of innovation that makes it accessible and possible and everywhere. And two, open up and strengthen your innovative mind. Play to your strengths. Leverage them. When you do that, when you understand how you innovate, truly you, Jessica, Greg, Letitia, Vin, like all of you, Sarah, I'm thinking about all the people I've recently met. When you think about how you innovate, when you understand that, and then align your actions with those strengths, incredible. That's when incredible things happen. That's how you perform at a higher level. That's how you get into that state of flow, which, by the way, everybody talks about as this magical thing. It's not magical at all. We've got to activate it. We activate it by doing exercises that speak to our power triggers. That's how we add that value, have that stronger voice, be that innovation partner. So, like I said in the beginning, I'm all about the tangible. So here's what I want you to do. If you know your style, go to the back of your report, look at those exercises that are custom built for you, and start scheduling them out and doing them daily. All you need is 5 minutes. Number two, if you haven't If you don't know your style yet, I want you to go to our website. I want you to take the assessment, and then I want you to do the exercises in the report. It's that simple. All right. We're all everyday innovators. I feel, not only do I feel strongly and passionately about that, but that's what the science and the research and the my experience has proved to us. So don't sell yourself short. Saying I'm not an innovator or delegating it to somebody else or just assuming it's for somebody else simply means that you're not living up to your full potential. And oh, here's a little kind of bonus thought to know or to consider. Being innovative makes us feel good. So think about the last time you solved a sticky challenge, even if it was like fixing the handle on your fridge, or you solved that sticky thing at work that had been plaguing you for months, this challenge that wouldn't go away. Those things make us feel good. And they make us feel good because actually being innovative taps our reward center in our brain, which releases our feel-good chemicals like dopamine. So it feels good to be an innovator. It feels good because you know you're bringing your best, you know you're unleashing your best, and you're not leaving all this hidden talent inside of you. And it actually gives us a sense of joy and satisfaction. All right, I can't wait to hear, hey, if you find out your style, hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, whatever, all the social media channels, and let me know. I'd love to know which one you are. Tamara out.